The Government Operations Appropriations Subcommittee will now come to order. Michelle, please call the roll.
Chairman Ingram.
Here.
Representatives Antone, excused. Clark Reed. Danish.
Here.
Harrell. Hood.
Here.
Hudson.
Here.
Nelson.
Here.
Peters.
Here.
Rangel.
Here.
Renuart, excused. Rodriguez.
Here.
Torres. Here. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Very good. A quorum being present, I want to welcome everyone to the Government Operations Appropriations Subcommittee. Please make sure your cell phones are on vibrate, and if you are a member of the public wishing to address the subcommittee, please fill out an appearance form and turn it in, and we'll know your desire to speak. This morning, we'll take up three bills. First up will be CS for HB 1267, Family Trust Companies, by Representative McBurney, my neighbor in our suite. Good to see you this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, neighbor.
Our offices are next to one another. That's all.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 1267 amends the Florida Financial Institution Codes to create Chapter 662, Family Trust Companies, authorizing families to form and operate licensed and unlicensed family trust companies and authorizing out-of-state licensed family trust companies to operate in Florida. Family trust companies provide fiduciary and other administrative services to a family. At least 14 states currently have statutes governing the organization and operation of family trust companies. Currently, there's no statutory authority in Florida for a family to form and operate a family trust company. Florida families and families residing outside of Florida desire to establish and operate Florida family trust companies. The bill authorizes the creation of family trust companies in Florida and will permit the property and assets of qualifying family members to be managed in Florida. The services provided by a family trust company will be similar to those provided by a traditional bank or trust company, but a family trust company will only be permitted to serve eligible family members and will not be permitted to offer services to the public. The bill defines the eligible participants in a family trust company and provides for the application and approval process for the creation and registration of family trust companies. The bill also provides for minimum capital contributions for family trust companies and provides that the Office of Federal Regulation, OFR, will have licensing and regulatory authority over them. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman, and there is one amendment.
Thank you. Yeah, so go ahead and explain your amendment if you're ready.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This amendment provides funding and a FTE to implement the legislation.
Very good. Are there questions on the amendment? Seeing no questions, is there anyone in the audience wishing to testify on the amendment? Very good. Is there debate on the amendment? Seeing none, Representative McBurney, you recognize to close on the amendment?
Waive close, Mr. Chairman.
Having waived close, are there objections to the amendment? Seeing none, without objection, show the amendment adopted. Now we're back on the bill as amended. Are there questions of the sponsor on the bill as amended? Very good. Seeing none, anyone in the audience wishing to testify? Pete Dunbar, the Real Property Probate and Trust Law Section of the Florida Bar.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. On behalf of the section, we waive and support it.
Waive and support. Very good. Any further public testimony? Seeing none, is there debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Representative McBurney recognized to close on the bill.
Waive close, Mr. Chairman.
Having waived close, Michelle, please call the roll.
Representative Anto, Clark Reed, Danish,
yes.
Harrell, Hood?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Nelson?
Yes.
Peters?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Renuart? Rodriguez?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Chairman Ingram?
Yes. Members, by your vote, CS for HB 1267, as amended, will be reported favorably. Congratulations, Representative McBurney.
Thank you, Chairman, neighbor.
Next, we'll take up CS for HB 593 by Representative Eagle, Building Construction. And there is one amendment. Representative Eagle, you're recognized to explain the bill, and then we'll take up the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, committee. Members, HB 593 is the annual building codes bill that comes through every year, tweaks statutes and other changes that need to be made for the building construction industry. Some of the major changes I'll mention, the Florida building code compliance, it expands the allowance, allowable training options for funds from the building code compliance and mitigation program to include training for consumer protection issues and contractors' license requirements. For Florida Building Code interpretation, it grants the Florida Building Commission the authority to interpret the Florida Accessibility Code for building construction consistent with the Commissioner's ability to interpret all their code sections. It clarifies that the Department of Health must review commercial swimming pool plans, grant an operating permit, and assist local building officials with permitting, and it waives a $300 to $500 fee that has been instated. It clarifies the third-party inspections process for modular homes. It revises the definition of building energy efficiency rating system to spell out what a rating system is comprised of and the criteria that should be considered for new and existing construction. And it clarifies that a repair or alteration to an existing home does not mandate a hardwired smoke alarm if a 10-year battery-operated alarm is installed. It also provides that effective January 1st, 2015, a newly installed or replaced battery-powered smoke alarm must be powered by a non-removable, non-replaceable battery that powers the alarm for a minimum of 10 years. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Eagle. And you have an amendment. You'd like to go ahead and present that amendment?
Yeah, this amendment removes the fiscal impact of the bill, which was $250,000 from permitting fees to the Future Builders of America. We're working with the governor's office, as you know, to try to find other means of going about doing that.
Very good. Are there questions on the amendment? Seeing none, is there anyone in the audience wishing to testify on the amendment? Seeing none, debate on the amendment? Seeing no debate, Representative Eagle, you recognize a close on the amendment?
Waive.
Having waived close, are there objections to the amendment? Seeing none, without objection, show the amendment adopted. Now we're back on the bill, and I know you've already explained it. Are there questions of the sponsor on the bill as amended? Representative Clark Reed, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Eagle, as we were conversating about the mail notification mm-hmm. on the first class mail, and you had said that there would be something done with that at the next stop in the committee of regulatory affairs.
You're recognized.
Yes, and to touch on that, thank you for the question, and happy to go on the record. There was questions in the last committee. There is a provision in this bill that would allow local governments to send through first-class mail any notifications of building code violations. Right now it's through certified mail. We are fixing the idea there is to save local government a lot of money, but there is issues of property right, consumer protection. We have an amendment that we want to introduce to the next committee, this being the Appropriations Committee. We didn't want to log it down with the policy. We want to get it moving forward in regulatory affairs. We have that amendment standing by, and you have my word it will be presented.
Very good. Any further questions, members? Seeing none, is there anyone in the audience wish to testify on the bill as amended? Speaker Moffitt?
Chairman, members of the committee, Homeowners and Building Owners
wave and support, very good. Carrie Hebrink? Very good, wave and support. Any further public testimony? Good. Seeing none, is there a debate on the bill? Representative Danish, you recognize the debate?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As the conversation we had before about that one aspect that Representative Clark Reed just brought up, I'm looking forward to seeing that amendment coming in the next stop, and we'll then continue having my support as well.
Thank you.
Very good. Any further debate? Seeing none, Representative Eagle, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Waive, but thank you, Chairman and Committee.
Very good. Having waived close, Michelle, please call the roll.
Representative Zantone? Clark Reed? Danish?
Yes.
Harrell?
Yes.
Hood?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Nelson?
Yes.
Peters?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Renuart? Rodriguez?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Chairman Ingram?
Yes.
Bill passes.
Members, by your vote, CS for HB 593 as amended will be reported favorably. Congratulations, Representative Eagle. And last but not least, and I think you filed this bill just to be able to say pugilistic exhibitions. This CS for HB 773 by Representative Hudson. Representative Hudson, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair, and I just call it the boxing bill to keep it simple. This is the bill filed last year. It went through both the House and the Senate without a single no vote and is currently going forward as well without a single no vote. It clarifies some of the archaic laws and just brings everything up to date. As long as some health safety issues, and it basically we're trying to make Florida a better place, a more competitive place to actually recruit these big-time events and be able to have them here so we can gain extra revenue off them. That is the bill.
Very good. Having explained the bill, are there questions of the sponsor? Representative Clark Reed, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Did I understand you to say that this bill went through both the House and the Senate last year?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, it actually went through the House and passed 116-0, went through all the Senate stops, got to the floor, and got TP'd on third reading. So it did not pass the Senate, but it's back again and moving again without a single no vote.
Thank you.
Representative Harrell, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I know the state continues to underwrite the board that oversees pugilistic exhibitions. And I was wondering if this bill is going to have any impact on that negative fund that we are still funding, and if it's going to boost the revenue so that this becomes revenue neutral.
Representative Hudson, you're recognized to explain.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Rep. Harrell, for that good question. I should have mentioned that in the opening of the bill. Because we're getting rid of some of the taxations on concession and some of the ticket sales if they're going to nonprofits, we're not taxing on that. Last year, the Boxing Commission did basically analysis for us, and it was $111,000 fiscal based on last year's numbers. We have that in this bill this year, so the $111,000 is addressed, and it should take care of, if we stay status quo, any shortfalls that we would have.
Further questions, members?
Just for clarification.
You recognize?
Just for clarification, I know we have the $111,000 in here, but are the changes we're making now going to make it so that next year we will not have a negative? Is there anything in this bill that will assist in moving us forward to that level?
Representative Hudson, you recognize to answer.
Chair, maybe somebody from DBPR is here to answer that question. As far as it relates to boxing itself, I think we've addressed the status quo, but as in terms of future events and venues and what their budget is, I think that's going to be year-to-year basis.
Maybe
staff can help if the boxing or DBPR is not here.
I know Matilda was here, and she stepped out, but when she comes back, if we're still going, I'll
that's fine.
Give her a chance to answer. I'd say let's move on with questions, and if the department comes back and would like to answer, we'll take that up. Representative Rodriguez.
Thank you, Chair. I think I got this from the staff analysis, but I want to make sure I'm clear. The Boxing Commission also has authority over mixed martial arts events as well. Is that correct?
You recognize?
That is correct, as well as Junior Olympic boxing, and right now, currently in law, if we were to get the Olympics in Florida and win a bid, we couldn't do the Junior Olympics in certain Olympic boxing events. So this would clarify that, bring the language up, and they'd be able to oversee that as well.
Further questions? Representative Torres, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm reading here that says eliminates the requirement that concessionaries, foreign co-promoters and booking agents. Why are we eliminating the control?
Representative Hudson, you recognize?
Thank you, Chair, and I want to make sure I understand the question. We're eliminating the taxation on concession, so when an event comes in, if this is your question, when an event comes in and they go buy hot dogs at the concession stand, they're taxed on that. And that tax is sent from DBPR to the promoter themselves, and they have to pay that tax. That's an unnecessary burden, in my opinion, for businesses to be double taxed and come in to do these events. So instead of writing that tax to the promoter, you know, HBO Boxing, MMA, whatever it is, UFC, we're not doing that tax anymore, and it's going to be recouped through this $111,000 fiscal that we put in place.
All right, thank you.
Further questions? Representative Harrell, any further? No. Did you get your answer? Okay, very good. Seeing no further questions, is there anyone in the audience wishing to testify on the bill? Seeing no testimony, is there debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Representative Hudson, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Having waved close, Michelle, please call the roll.
Representative Zantone. Clark Reed. Yes. Danish.
Yes.
Harrell.
Yes.
Hood.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
Nelson.
Yes.
Peters?
Yes.
Rangel?
Yes.
Renouard? Rodriguez?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Chairman Ingram?
Yes. Very good. Members, by your vote, CS for HB 773 will be reported favorably. Members, without objection, I'd like to move to allow staff to make technical changes and conforming changes as needed to the bills today. Without objection, we'll show that approved. Members, that concludes today's agenda. Any announcements? Good. Seeing no announcements, I know we plan, as far as we know right now, to meet at least one more time. So I look forward to seeing your smiling faces again next week. And thank you for all of your hard work, and we'll see you next week. Without objection, Representative Nelson moves that we rise, and we are adjourned.